Hello, City Church. My name is Jacob, and this is City Church Together for Thursday, January 14th. We are in the first month of 2021, and with a new month comes a new fighter verse. Fighter verse is a verse or a passage of scripture that we as a church fight not only to memorize, but also believe. So our fighter verse this month is 2 Corinthians 12:10, and we are going to be doing a here journal through verse 10. And a here journal, it stands for highlight, explain, apply, and respond. And just to give you a little context, Paul has been describing this heavenly vision that he had, and he's referring to himself as another person. And we'll see in verse 6, and we're going to start reading in verse 5 and read through verse 10. In verse 6, we see the clarification to why he does this. I always thought it was just really strange that he referred to himself as another person. But as we'll see, that was very much on purpose that he describes himself as another person experiencing these visions. And so I'm going to start reading in 2 Corinthians 12:5. Paul says, "I will boast about this person, but not about myself, except of my weaknesses. For if I want to boast, I wouldn't be a fool, because I would be telling the truth. But I will spare you." Here's the reason. "I will spare you so that no one can credit me with something beyond what he sees in me or hears from me, especially because of the extraordinary revelations." So see there, he's not saying because of the revelations, you should think I'm awesome and more than I am. He's like, no, I don't want to boast in these things because I don't want people to see me. I don't want people to see me as something more than I am. Such astounding humility there. So picking up verse 7, "Therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me so that I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it would leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may reside in me.'" So here's our fighter verse. "So I take pleasure in weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and in difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." That's the word of the Lord from 2 Corinthians 12. And so starting out our here journal, we'll start with highlight. I want to read verse 10 again. "So I take pleasure in weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and in difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Then moving on to our E, so focusing on verse 10, Paul is boasting about his weaknesses because it shows off the grace of Jesus. He's boasting in his weakness because it shows off the grace of Jesus. A question that has come up to me time and again when I've read this passage is, what is Paul referring to when he's referring to his weakness? He's referring to this thorn in the flesh that he's feeling. He's not specific about what this thorn is. Scholars say that it could be a physical ailment, maybe persecution that he was facing at the time. The scripture is not clear about that. But weaknesses are not sinful behaviors. Paul here is not boasting about, oh man, I have a weakness for overeating or a weakness for lust and weakness for this. It's not a sinful behavior. Rather, it is a circumstance or a situation, an experience, a wound maybe, that makes us look and feel weak. That's the kind of weakness he's referring to here. And it's things that we would much rather, get rid of or, not have to deal with and, be faced with that. And so as an explanation here, Paul is boasting that, in the midst of this weakness, Christ's power is sufficient for him, as verse 9 says. And so for our application this morning, I love the hope that I found in this passage is that God does not expect us to clean up our weaknesses. Our weaknesses could be a variety of things. Could be just a tight financial situation that you find yourself in, a chronic health condition, the grief that you're feeling over a loved one. It's a variety of situations, things that we would rather not be facing. Maybe it's loneliness in your marriage, loneliness in your singleness, just things that make you look and feel weak. But I love that our God he sees us. He sees us and wants to meet us in that weakness. So I encourage you to ask yourself today, what does it look like for me to boast in Christ in my weakness? Because church, what he's wanting to remind us of is that strength is not found in us looking strong. It's not found in us putting on a bold face. But strength is found by being close to and abiding in Jesus. That we would bring our weaknesses to him so that we can show the world, yes, this is my weakness. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. But my strength is found in being in close relationship with my Savior, for there is life and satisfaction and understanding and hope. Because there will be a day, church, where all of our weaknesses and all of the hardships and sufferings that we experience, all of those sad things will become untrue. And you know what? We don't have to wait until the day he returns to get in on finding strength in Jesus. We don't have to wait right today. You know, we don't have to appear strong before God. He knows the weaknesses that we are grappling with. So bring them to him, church. Bring them to him in your prayers as you're in your car today or cleaning your house, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Right now, just bring your weaknesses to him so that he can remind you that he doesn't look at you any differently and that he is going to meet you in that. So let's be silent and prepare to respond to the hope of this passage. Father, I know for myself, I much prefer to look strong than to look weak. But would you help me? Would you help our church see that strength comes from being relationally close to you, from reading your word, from worshiping you in song, by communing with other believers? Strength is found there in admitting that we don't have it all together. Would you help us by your Spirit boast in the grace that your Son gives us? That we would boast in his power, in his provision. Thank you that even in times of loneliness and in grief, we can know that you are not absent. That you dwell with us now and forever. Make us a people that are quicker to boast about Jesus than to boast about ourselves. Day by day, humble us even more and more, to boast more in your Son. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. City Church, go and multiply the gospel.